الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Our first discussions were about intention, and what the intention that we have to make is the akhirat, the pleasure of Allah, to worship Allah Ta'ala, to gain His ma'rifat. For example, we can see, if we go out, those people who have to go to the shops, who are in business also, or have to go out to the town, you'll see everyone is carrying on normal life. The non-Muslims, they haven't got the intention of akhirah, they haven't got the intention of the pleasure of Allah, and they don't even know, or even if they know, Ramzan means nothing to them. They are non-Muslims. But how many Muslims also, who we must be knowing, for them Ramzan and no Ramzan is the same. No difference. They haven't made the intention, the pleasure of Allah, akhirah. If they made that, and those who made it, and they are the ones who are conscious. For example, they have worried about the islah. They have come here to spend 40 days, 30 days, whatever amount of time for the islah. Because they are concerned of their akhirah. They are concerned of pleasing Allah Ta'ala. And the more that niyat, like that example of that person with a button factory or a socks factory, he doesn't have to make the niyat, it's in his blood. Eh? That person, who has made his niyat and it's in his blood, he will value every moment of day and night. All the time. He can't do anything else. Istighfar will be on his tongue. Durood Sharif will be on his tongue. And Quran Sharif also, everyone can read. Keep on reading Surah Ikhlas. Everyone knows Qul Huwallahu Ahad. Read it 3 times, you get the sawab of 1 Quran. But we mustn't take the wrong meaning here, and that we'll only read 3 times. Our Quran Khatam is done already. No, but wherever we are, while even walking to the toilet, you can make 1 Quran Khatam. Your 3 times Qul Huwallahu you can read. And you didn't waste any time. How much can't we gain? An example of this during this month of Ramadan is the month of coining it. How a person will say, oh, you pulled off a big deal. There is a month to pull off big, big deals with Allah Ta'ala, the real big deals. And it's a month to coin it, like a businessman waits for December to coin it. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has given this beautiful example that a person is sent into an orchard which has got 3 or 4 sections, and he's given a basket and he's told you can fill fruit, but there are 2 conditions. Once your basket is full, you can't fill more, and the other condition is you can't reverse and come back. You just have to move front. You must just collect as you are going. He goes in the first section. He sees wonderful, beautiful fruit. And he wants to fill his basket. But as he looks up, he sees the next section has even got more better fruit. So he says, if I fill my basket, I won't be able to fill it in front. So he doesn't fill a single fruit. I'll take the more better fruit which is in front. When he comes to the next section, abad, there are more better fruit. Much more better in quality, everything. Now he feels I must fill. But as he looks in front, he sees the next section has even got more better fruit. So he doesn't fill anything. He goes into the 3rd section and abad, they are even more better fruit. More, much more superior fruit. But when he looks in front, he sees even more better fruit. So he says, I won't fill yet, because once my basket is full, I can't fill more. And he goes to the next section, he's out of the orchard. It was just mirrored. And everything in a mirror looks very nice, looks more better than the original in a mirror. So now he's out and his basket is empty. Like that, a person when he's a child, that is our first orchard of life, childhood. Now here also you can do a lot of ibadat. Hazrat Behlul Rahmatullah Ali was a great buzurg in Majzub. Once he was walking, and he saw children are playing, and one child was standing one side, not playing, just looking. So he thought the child is a poor child, can't afford the toys, what they are playing with, whatever games they are playing. So he told him, my child, why aren't you also playing? He got a great shock. He was a great buzurg himself. But the small boy was even a bigger buzurg. And the small boy said, Behlul, are we sent in this world for playing? He got a shock. He said, this age, playing? He said, then why are we sent here? He said, for Allah's ibadat. He said, but you're still a little child. He says, I see my mother when she makes the fire. In the old days, the fire with the wood and coal and all that, she first put small twigs, let them burn, then the bigger logs start burning. I fear Allah will throw the small children first in the fire of Jahannam, then the bigger people. The small sinners first, then the bigger sinners. So he got a shock. So anyway, so childhood. Today we see our children also, if they're sitting too much with Quran, your brains will get dry. You won't be able to function. How about go and play also a little bit. So now in childhood, normally nobody is making any ibadah. Because he's still just a child. There is not the time. So you don't fill up any fruit in this orchard of your childhood. Then you see, when you become a young person, then you must make ibadah. Then I will get serious in life. Now I'm still just a child. Going to the next section of being a teenager of your youth of your life. When you come in the youth of your life, you get interested in all other things now. And you don't make ibadat. In fact, the little you were doing even as a child, that also. How many small children go with their parents for fajr? But when they become teenagers in their youth, if we notice our masjids, they are mostly empty of the youth. You'll find small children, a few, running around, coming with their parents, very eager, crying to come to masjid. But the minute they come in their youth, you'll hardly find youth. Very fortunate are those youth whom Allah Ta'ala has accepted for His ibadah. In the obedience of their parents, they are, mashallah, those youth. But they are very few. So, in that age, now in that orchard of your youth, you didn't fill up fruit also. You say, once I get married and I'm settled down, then I will make ibadah. You go into that age of yours now, you see that is the age now of you want to build your empire. Now is the time to make money. And you get married, now is the time to make babies. So you're busy with making babies and busy making money. There is not a time for ibadah, you think. When I become an old man, everything is settled, my children are married, settled, then I will make ibadah. That's that mirror there. And how many don't even reach old age? And today if you are 50 and still living, is a great ni'mat of Allah. Otherwise, go to any Qabristan and look at the dates written. You'll see the vast majority of the people are under 50 who are there. If you are still living and you've still got health, you must make lot of shukr. Not complain. From the age of 40, your sicknesses start. Old age sets in. So don't complain about your sicknesses. Make shukr. You're still alive. You can still take Allah's name. You can still make ibadah. Now that mirror, it was just a mirror. I thought I'll do this in old age. But you are out and you didn't do anything. So this is the month really that for all, for the youth, small children, and this is only Allah's shukr we have to make, that how many small children cry to make seri and want to get up for seri. And they keep rozas so young, but they keep their rozas. It's a lesson for us to learn. Many of us who are grown up, we're just looking for excuses, sugar, we can't keep rosa. BP, we can't keep rosa. This, we can't keep rosa. Look at the small children, how they keep rosa. And Allah's system also works in a great, fascinating way. For example, this month of Ramadan, there are many of us who feel it hard. We have to keep rosas now. Sleep is not enough. Taraweeh, etc. But Allah dangles such a carrot in front of us that the month of Ramzan, in fact it is in the hadith, the rosy of a mu'min is increased in the month of rosa. You are keeping rosa. But the hadith say your rosy is increased. What is it? When see, our dastarkhan only got khajur and water. But when see all the other dastarkhans, how lot of Allah's rosy. And you have eaten so much at iftari time that you got no place for supper. But supper time again, see the dastarkhan, the all the savories, and new kind savories now. Before was just bhajiya samosa. Yeah, now, what kind? You don't know how to eat the samosa. You have to learn how to eat the new kind of savory. We told you have to dip it in this, or you have to put this, what things. And then what the food. And then again, a common practice universal in the ummah to exchange things at iftari time. How much in your house you make, the neighbors, this side neighbor send something, that side neighbor something, that side, what things. And then again, after Isha Taraweeh, another nightcap again. And many places, the dastarkhan is set again after Taraweeh again. So really we are increasing our food intake. But in any case, where Allah dangled this, there is a month to eat. So now you're happy, you keep rozas. And nowadays with the cell phone and all the things they send around, funny things, how people, what the dastarkhans are set and how people are waiting and everything. Anyway, so Allah Ta'ala put this, it's a month, you're going to get samosas, you're going to get firni, you're going to get sarbat, you're going to get faluda, you're going to get this. Children also keep roza, big people also keep roza, Allah Ta'ala's system. Also, see if we have to just think, it is Allah's system, not man's system, that Allah wanted to bring Islam in the whole world. Now, who would come here to South Africa? No Muslims were here. Now, who will come here? What Allah dangled the carrot? For the Gujarati people, good business prospects there. So otherwise, you go and give azan in South Africa, who will come here? To go and make masjids in South Africa, who will come here? Nobody will come. But Allah said good business prospects, possibility there of business. You see, shiploads of people started coming. Over 150 years ago, Allah brought them all here. And not only here, throughout the world. Wherever, England, America, Barbados, New Zealand, wherever you can think, Allah pushed them everywhere. And they went there, and mashallah, Allah, the actual object, all masajid. Azans taking place, madrasas coming about. So this is all Allah's system that Allah Ta'ala works. So anyway, this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala made it that it is a month to coin. And the value of this month that we discussed was because of the Quran Sharif. Don't forget, don't lose sight that the value of this month is the Quran Sharif. And we have to associate and affiliate ourselves as much as we can, at every level how much we can. We should affiliate ourselves with Quran Sharif and make Ramzan the springboard. Not just the end of it all, that just we read Quran in Ramzan and finish again. No, make your niyat, every time you read, make your niyat that for as long as I live, I'm going to read Quran Sharif. Your sawab, you're going to get according to that. We find, for example, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, his Shaykh, Mawlan Abdul Ghani Fulpuri Rahmatullah Ali, commonly they used to make the dua and ask the murids to make dua for a lifespan of 120 years. 130 years. What's the wisdom behind this? Normally a lifespan, 80, you reach 90, you are very lucky. And 100, hardly anyone really reaches. But what's this? That if I live so long, I'll make ibadat so long. According to that niyat of yours, you're getting the sawab. Make niyat of Umre Noor. Allah must give me a lifespan of 1050 years. The life of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. With afiyat always put. And with health, without being a burden to anyone. But your niyat, that this whole life, I'll make Allah's ibadah. I will do the work of deen. I'll spread the word of Allah Ta'ala. You live only 50 years perhaps. But your niyat was 1,050 years. 1,000 free sawab you got. Just on your niyat. And Allah will give it to you. According to your niyat. So when Quran also, whenever we read, make the niyat. I'm reading today. I'm going to read my whole life also. Not only in Ramzan. But my whole life I'm going to read. The next point that we also, this month is the month of coining it. One other aspect of coining it, last night I was talking with my granddaughters. They are my blood granddaughters, but mashallah, Allah has been so kind, He has blessed me with so many spiritual granddaughters. Lot of young girls, mashallah, they are turning to deen and they keep their correspondence regularly. They write their problems, etc. And it's so encouraging that girls of 15, 16, 18, 20, many of this. Otherwise, we know our young girls today, but this Allah Ta'ala has chosen them. What great qualities. So, to them also the same thing. I was telling them that this is the month to coin it. By Iman, we will get entry into Jannat. And by Amal, we will get our stages in Jannat. And every stage of Jannat, like for example in this dunya, we got squatter camps. In a squatter camp, you got a spaza shop. Right? Then you get the elite areas and what business malls you get there. The business malls that have got what and what things in them. All different values. So in Jannat also, the lower stage of Jannat. It's not nice to use the word, but for us to understand. Like the squatters of Jannat. The squatters of Jannat also are more better than the most, than the kings and the presidents' palaces of this world. They are more better. The lower stages of Jannat. But anyway, so there will be shopping also. And the shopping of Jannat, you will go shopping there also. And the shopping of Jannat will be, you'll buy your things, you'll have to pay for it. But your money will not be taken. And the money currency of Jannat is sawab. How much sawab? So this is the month to acquire that sawab. How much sawab we will have. So you'll have to show a thing called, and that Allah inna sil'atallahi ghaliya. Allah inna sil'atallah al-jannah. Jannat is the transaction Allah has made. Bi'anna Allah ashtara, inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwaluhum bi'anna lahum al-jannah. And Jannah is expensive. It isn't the currency has lost its value, but it's the most valuable currency. And you'll have to pay huge, in six figures, in ten figures, billions and billions you'll have to pay for the namats of Jannat. So Allah in His mercy and in His very great kindness, He has made amal also for small amal, big sawabs. Three times Qulhu Allah and whole Quran Sharif sawab. You go to a shopping place in order to go and do your shopping. And we should always make this niyat also. One beautiful niyat when we do the shopping for the house, the groceries, etc. That this is for visitors. So no hisab kitab in there. And you'll get the sawab whether any visitor comes or not. And inshallah, if you make the niyat, Allah will send visitors. There is also a thing that is gone out of the ummah. Otherwise, people should go out of their way before in order to host visitors. And your guests, etc. And they had small houses. Then they said, we're going to build big houses so we can host the guests. Big houses came and no guests. Now we have to show them the hotel. That there's a hotel here and there's a hotel there. We must go and stay in the hotel. Anyway, so our niyat when we go and buy, also, I'll just add this while we are on it. We buy a car, we're changing our car. Make niyat, make your first niyat. I'm going to use it to go for namaz. For masjid, that car of yours now has become actual deen. I will use it to go in jamaat. I'll use it to go in safar. I'll use it to put buzurgs in my car. I'll use it to help out people. For that you'll get so much sawab. Your house you build, make niyat there. You have windows put, don't say that for sunlight, north facing, to get, make your niyat, adhan sound will come from here, from the masjid. Make your niyat that in our house that we will make tilawat of Quran, we'll make zikr and build your house according to that. Not only one namaz room, make a namaz room, very good. It comes in the hadith that we should have masjids in our houses. That means a specific place for ibadat. But every room, don't only make ibadat in the namaz room. Make your bedroom also a place of ibadat. Make your kitchen also a place of ibadat. So when you plan it such a way that they place nicely for your musalla, facing qibla, in your bedroom, in your lounge, in your kitchen, everywhere. So make all this niyat, we will get the sawab according to them. So this there will be one shopping place in Jannat where there will be, like here we see in the shops, dummies, especially of women, dummies. And they clothe them, they advertising their dress, they advertising whatever. But those the dummies also are made up quite a bit. When we were in Istanbul with our sheikh, rahimahullah, Hazrat said, don't even look at these dummies. Hey, that also arouses your feelings and that. Don't even look at them. But anyway, in Jannat, they will be also like these real living dummies. All in the shopping places. Somebody will be tall and slender. Some people like women like that. Somebody will be small in size, petite. Somebody will be a brunette. Somebody will be a blonde. And when you go there, the woman, whichever form they would like, they will become like that. Today you want to be tall and slender. Today you are tall and slender. Today you want to be a brunette. Tomorrow you want to be a blonde. Tomorrow you want to be light in complexion, very white. Tomorrow you want to be tanned. Tomorrow you want to be a bit dark, eh? And there is beauty in darkness also. Black is beauty also. So all this year, Allah Ta'ala, it will be there, but you'll need the money to pay for it. And it will be big figures. So this is the month to coin all. And there, once we have gone to Jannah, just like there are some countries, I don't know now, I don't experience it, but previously, you need a visa, they want you to show you got so much currency. Before they give you the visa. They don't take your currency. But you must have that currency in order to get a visa. So in order to go to buy the things in Jannah, you'll need that currency. But it won't be taken from you. Because you can't build your currency in Jannah. What we going with from this dunya, that's the end of the story. Illa. People make isali sawab for you. If you have left such progeny, and you have left that contact, and they make isali sawab for you. And there also, be more conscious of your spiritual connections than your blood connections. Blood connections, how many of us make isali sawab for our parents? If we do, alhamdulillah, they must be also. For our grandparents, who think of them? And great-grandparents, who thinks of them? Eh, they are forgotten. But you take Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah's name, you can't stay without rahmatullah. You made dua for him. You take Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah's name, joint with his name is rahmatullah. And if you, those who are a bit conscious, when you just think that this ulum I got, from who I brought it, you make dua for all the sources from where you got your ulum. But for your great-grandparents, there are those people who have this consciousness, and we should have it. Make dua for all through whom we got deen, our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, everyone. And then, of course, our asatiza, their favors are so great. Our mashayikh, their favors are so great. The mujahideen, their favors are so great. All these people. The people who have written kitabs, because of which they wrote a kitab on aqidah. Our aqidah are correct today. We don't realize, we think people who are writing kitabs, na'uzubillah, are wasting their time. Our correct aqidahs are because they wrote our aqidahs. Otherwise, we should have read, if we didn't have guidance from kitabs, what should our aqidah be? Hey, how terrible. Forget the people who believe in kufr and shirk, who are out of the fold of, in Islam, how many people got wrong aqidahs? This is the ihsan of these people of ulama-i kalam. And they have written our aqidahs, our fiqah, our hadith, which is a mawzu, a fabricated hadith. Otherwise, how many hadith, wrong hadith people should have quoted? I wrote one kitab, and in there Allah give jaza khair to Mufti Muhammad Desai. He wrote there, he made a sign that three ulama have written, great ulama, that this hadith which is quoted is a mawzu, fabricated hadith. We shouldn't have known. We should just have carried on. And this is the work of the ulama. They didn't mix with people. Allah has chosen such people also. And they did such a great service for deen. And we, on our side, we should be making dua for them. And make isali sawab for them. Their ihsan upon us is untold. We cannot imagine what great favors they have got upon us. Otherwise, man kadhaba alayya mutaammidan, the person who lies on me intentionally, he has made his place in the fire of Jahannam. So you might be doing deen's work, but intentionally you attributed something to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is not his words, and intentionally you did it. You made your place in the fire of Jahannam. How see, these are these ulama who guided us. So we should make dua for them also. So anyway, so by the our intentions are very important. What all the further discussions in intention. Then the month of Ramadan has become valuable by the Quran Sharif and fulfill the rights of the Quran. And much more can be said also about the Quran Sharif. Further, now that the month of Ramadan with the virtues of this great month which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, just a few from the Fadail Aman and which is being read to us regularly, but if it's just refreshed and highlighted, inshallah it will have more value and hopefully it will just stick in the mind. Otherwise kitab reading, we notice also, it's done more for barakat. People, eyes are closed, they are looking down, whatever they are thinking, some may be concentrating better in that way, whatever it might be. But anyway, to try and highlight it more, we will just repeat a few of the hadith again. The first one, and this is also to see the riwayat of Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, خَتَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي آخِرِ يَوْمٍ مِّن شَعْبَانِ. Before Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared the Sahaba that you see Ramadan is coming. It's a great month. How lot of care Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took that in advance, towards the end of Shaban, he advised them that a great month. In other words, preparing them, don't waste a minute of this month. Don't waste a second of this month. And as the month grows, from the first 10 days, and we are now almost finished already, the first Ashra of Rahmat, just a few minutes left for this Ashra, then we're going to the second, and the value of the month is increasing also. And it comes to its height in the third Ashra, which is the last. And there we read the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fasten his lungi, his trouser even more tighter. One of the explanation that is proverbial, it means now he was engaged more in ibadah by day and night all the time. And this is for us to learn that we should also try and give as much time as possible. And as I explained, it's not difficult. While you are doing your other chores, your other work, the woman folk also, durood can be on the tongue. Istighfar can be on the tongue. Qul huwallah can be on the tongue. We can make this month extremely valuable if we just pay little bit of attention. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ayyuhannas, qad adallakum Allahu shahrun azeemun mubarakun. Allah Ta'ala has cast the shadow of a month which is azeem, which is very, very great. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying it's great, how great must it be? Mubarak, it is full of barakat. And the barakat is the preparation for akhirat, to coin it, to make it. Like a father will tell his son, see, December is coming. We must be properly prepared. You do your ordering for December in June already. And you make sure you get your extra staff in order already. You make all your arrangements because that is the month and nobody plans a holiday trip in December. The business people. And nobody puts a board on his shop 15th December that we are gone to Southwest for fishing. The 15th December now, when 25th December is around the corner, and you going for fishing at that time, everyone is fully aware. But sadly, in Deen, we haven't got that consciousness. Somebody is gone to collect a prize and award somewhere. Somebody is going for cup finals somewhere, for soccer matches, all other things. If those who got the value, they won't waste a single minute in this month. It's a month full of barakat in order to coin. شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. This month has got one night which is better than 1,000 months. What a great night this is. And in all probability, it is in the last 10 days. And in all probability, it is the 27th. But it could come in any part of the month. Anyway, it could come. شَهْرٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضًا. It is a month in which Allah Ta'ala has made the fasting of it faraz, the fasting in the month. And this is also, which we will discuss separately, this is a virtue of the rozas, that فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرُ فَلْيَصُمْ. This roza is not a burden, it is a celebration. The celebration of this great month. And the month is great because of the Quran. It's a celebration. Allah gave us this Quran. A person who does it with that feeling, like for example for a wedding, you have the cooks who cook, then you have many people who are feeding, who are the feeding jamaat, but, and they are also hungry, and that food is smelling very nice to the cook also. When he adds his elaichi and he adds his other zafran, and the smell that is coming, the fragrance and the aroma of that food, his mouth also starts watering. And those who are serving, they are also hungry. But in honor of the guest, they tolerate it. So in the honor of this month of Ramadan, the guest of Ramadan and the guest of the Quran, we should also honor it by fasting, by staying hungry, feeding the other people, that is making our ibadat for this month. وَقِيَامُ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوَّعًا And the staying awake at night, that is the Taraweeh. That was from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnat. In one hadith, a person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, Allah ta'ala forgives all his past and future sins. And the same hadith, a person who stands in ibadat at night, and this particularly refers to the Taraweeh, Allah forgives his whole, all his past and future sins. So this is a month. The day also is valuable, the night also is valuable. Other occasions, Shab-e-Barat is the night, Ashura is the day. But this is an occasion where the day and the night are also valuable. مَن تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِخَسْلَةٍ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضًا فِي مَا سِوَاهِ. A person who fulfills a farz in this a nafil in this month, the reward of it is like is fulfilled a farz. وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِيهِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سِوَاهِ. And a person who fulfills a farz in this month, Allah multiplies it by 70 times. Just to get us an idea of this, Mujaddad Al-Faisani Rahmatullah Ali, most probably it was him who has written, or it was tafsir of, anyway, one of our great buzurgs have written that your whole life's nafil doesn't equal a farz. In other words, your whole lives of tahajjud, ishraq, chash, awabin, salatul hajj, salatul safar, istikhara, all your nafil namaz of your life, it won't equal to two rakats of the faras namaz of your life. Your faras fajr, it doesn't equal. So what's the value? And in this month, all that nafil becomes a faras, the sawab of a faras. And a faras is multiplied by 70. How valuable, isn't it? So we should take care about our nawafil in this month. And it's not difficult. For example, tahajjud, everyone is up for sehri. Awameen, you just make your even short rakats. Make your 6 rakats after the faraz and your awameen is made. Ishraq is not difficult. Though fajr is made in awwal time, it might be difficult to read it in the best time. Go and sleep away, no problem. When you get up, make your ishraq. Make your 2 rakats. You are going to sit for ta'alim. You are going to make tilawat now. You are coming for the program. So you have to make wuzu. Make 2 rakats. And in that 2 rakats, make niyat of tahiyatul masjid. How many other niyats you can make? And after you have made your 2 rakats of ishraq, then make your niyat of a chasht also. Make 2 rakats of chasht namaz also. So you can make your ishraq, your chasht, your wabin, your tahajjud, all your nafils. And in them, make niyat of salatul tawbah, salatul hajjah, salatul shukr, salatul istikhara. Then whichever namaz it may be, tahajjud or ishraq or whichever namaz. Then salatul safar if you are intending safar. Then tahiyatul masjid, tahiyatul wudu. 8 niyats you can make. You are just making 2 rakats of namaz and you can get the sawab of making 8 rakats of namaz. So much reward. And then again make niyat also that you are making it for yourself, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his sawab, for the Anbiya alayhi salam, for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wife, his children, and for the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala, then all the great ulama, fuqaha, muhaddithin, all the awliya, sufiya, for yourself. Make, if you the husband, make niyat for your wife. If you the wife, make niyat for your husband. Make niyat for your parents. And all right on top. In this way you will remember all the, all your whole silsila, make niyat for them. Make niyat for your brothers and sisters, for your children. So your brothers, sisters, children are also included already. And till Qiyamah, make niyat our progeny that will come. Then make niyat for our friends, our asatiza, our mashayikh. If you have got students, make niyat for your students. You got murids, make niyat for your murid, for your shaykh also. Make niyat for all your friends and who got rights on you, those who did favors on you, who have got rights on you. In this way, all those people will get the sawab. And inshallah, it will be, you will get the sawab as though all those people make that ibadat and they passed it to you. On niyat, where can you reach? And this is the month to do it. Easily a person can do all this ibadat. So also, to understand the value of this, that to read Quran Sharif without wudu is permissible, but you're not allowed to touch the Quran without wudu. But you can read without wudu. For every letter you read, you get 10 sawabs. And if you read with wudu, 25 sawabs. And if you read it in namaz, in a sitting position, 50 sawabs. And in a standing, which means nafil namaz, standing, 100 sawabs for every letter that you read. So what is the value of that namaz? And this is a nafil namaz. And in this month of Ramadan, a nafil becomes the value of a faraz. And a faraz goes to the value of 70 farais. And many people do try, where we may be lax and lazy. We don't make our namazes with jamaat out of Ramadan, but Ramadan you try and make it with jamaat, another 27 times. And then in the month of Ramadan, where the sawab is multiplied by 7, this, how much can't we coin it in this month? This is really, and for a businessman to understand this should be even more easier, because he loves the word coining, and he loves the word making big deals, and pulling off a big deal. So this is the month to pull off big, big, big deals. What are Eskom deals? And what are some oil refinery companies deals? What are gold mine deals? These are the real deals. This is the month that you can pull off all these big deals and do all this business. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ وَالصَّبْرُ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ It is the month of sabr. And the sabr is really brotherhood. Allah made it such, Allahu Akbar, that Allah made farad on the rich also, on the poor also. Now the poor, they feel hunger throughout the year, but the rich only feel hunger in Ramadan. And with the psychological mindset that another 3 hours, then our samosas are there, our pies are there, everything is there. The poor people, even in 3 hours, there are many who don't even can't dream about a samosa also. But anyway, even the rich feel this, the pangs of hunger. And today we are such, you have a good breakfast, in half an hour something else is, or even immediately after that, you just see all the time something is in the mouth, which is unhealthy also. But anyway, in this month now, even the rich, they can't be eating all the time, who are reasonably deeni conscious and keep their roza. So they also feel the pangs of hunger. So they make sabr also. Sabr themselves, that will only eat iftari time. Our rozas are short, 12-hour rozas, winter rozas. And winter also, look, there are two ways to look at it. See, a glass of water, if it's half full, there are two ways to look at it. A person who is positive, he says it's half full. And a person who's negative says it's half empty. He looks at the negative things all the time. So winter, it's cold. So it's, don't look only at it the negative, that it's cold in winter. But look short rozas, long nights for ibadat. I can sleep 3-4 hours, I can make 2 hours ibadat more. Summer, the nights are very short, and the nights are so valuable also. And at night, no roza, you can drink your water, you can have a samosa now and then, have a quarter cup tea and have your bhajiyas with it, make again ibadat. So Allah gave such nights in winter that you can make so much ibadat during these nights. So it is a month of sabr for yourself also. And sabr that you think of the poor people. And also, try and make this a habit also, especially when you are invited, or at home also if there's an extra special meal. So normally it's normal meals, You just eat the normal food, but sometimes there's a special thing. Immediately let your mind go to the poor people who haven't got anything. That, Ya Allah, yes, so much food on this dastarkhan, and a platter hardly gets empty, and they fill it again. Bring other food again. And not one kind food, five kinds food, six kinds, savory so much, dessert so much. After that tea again, with the tea, biscuits and cakes, and all funny shapes and designs of cakes and shape, and not one savory, five kinds of savory. And then you have a teaspoon of this, teaspoon of that, how many things? And we can't finish that food. And there are so many people in the world who can't dream of this kind of food. So at least make a dua for them. And if you have Allah gift of it, make some fikr for those people. Send away some money. And even better, you go personally to those places. And you at your own hands, you go and give those poor people. And that smile which will come on the small children, you will see with the joy it will give you more than all your biryani and all your roast and everything. When that little child has something to eat and the child is playing and smiling. That mother who sacrifices for her children and she gets something. Make this fikr. Make the niyyah. Work on these lines also. The minimum we can do is to sympathize with them. Bishar Hafi rahmatullah alayhi, a great buzurg, crooks came in his house. They found nothing. What's in a buzurg's house? Nothing. So when they were going, he threw a blanket in their way. At least something they can take and they can go with. They can go with something. And Bishar Hafi also, that in winter, he had a nice warm clothes, a blanket, but he wasn't wearing it. So somebody asked him, this is the time to use it, winter. Like somebody say, on days like this, a person who hasn't got an overcoat on, no, he's a poor man, he hasn't got an overcoat. Otherwise, there is a day everyone will be wearing in such weather. But he wasn't wearing his overcoat, his blanket. He asked, why aren't you wearing? He says, I can't do anything for the poor, at least let me sympathize with them. What condition they are in, let me be in that condition. So to make ourselves at least a dua that we make for these people, inshallah. وَشَهْرُ الْمَوَاسَاتِ, and it's a month of doing good charity work. And look, alhamdulillah, there are many people who do send iftari to other places, arrange for food, hampers, etc. This should be increased. How much is being done? It's not enough. There are many people who are desperate, and there is nothing better than you go yourself. Go before Ramzan to various places. The world is full of poor people. Our neighboring countries, Mozambique, especially the north, Malawi, even in Zambia, how many local people also are doing? India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and all these places. There are a lot of poor people in the world. And one place which is commonly neglected, politically very hard to go there, is this place which is in Burma, where those Burmese Muslims on the border of Bangladesh? Rohingya. Those poor people, Allah make lot of dua for those people. What difficult conditions politically, socially, every way how they are suffering. They are Muslim. So try and get to such places and see our share we can make there. What palaces of Jannat you will be building by you going to make one dastarkhan in those places. So there is a month of showing sympathy and kindness. وَشَهْرٌ يُزَادُ فِي رِزْقِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِيهِ. The risk of a mu'min, Allah dangled the carrot. Allah gave you more rosy, so you look forward to the month of Ramadan. Many people look forward to the month of Ramadan, not for the rosas, but the rosas come by the way. But they look forward to it for the samosas. And they look forward to all the delicacies that are going to come out in this month. What things are put on the table. مَنْ فَطَّرَ فِيهِ صَائِمًا كَانَ مَغْفِرَةً لِذُنُوبِهِ وَإِتْقُ رَفَى رَقَبَتِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَكَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَيُّنْ قَسَ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ شَيْءٍ. A person who gives iftari to somebody. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, even just a sip of water, a sip of milk, one khajur, a person who gave this, all your sins are forgiven. What a great reward. Let it sink into us that you gave iftari to one person. Yeah, alhamdulillah, we can afford. But still, how many brothers, they are keen every year. They want to outdo others. They want to be the first. Our khajur on the dastarkhan. Our zamzam on the dastarkhan. There are two brothers especially who really fight that ours, they do well in advance. They send their money. And they send the khajur. They send the zamzam. And everyone is making iftari. They're getting the sawab. But also we should remember here, like a person who reads three times Qul Huwa Allah and he gets the sawab of the whole Quran. And one person read the whole Quran. And he gets the sawab. Are they both the same? Never. That person got the sawab of a Quran, but this person will get much, much, much more. Allah is fair and just. The Jews, it comes in the hadith, it is like they work from Fajr till Zohar, a long period. And they get paid. The Christians work from Zohar to Asr. Also a long period, but shorter than the previous, they get paid. Muslims work from Asr to Maghrib. Hardly 45 minutes, 1 hour. And they get the biggest wages. The Jews and Christians complain to Allah that we only got so much. Allah says, did I underpay you? I paid you full. It's my choice if I want to give them more. So Allah Ta'ala gives, this is the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. So a person who reads three times Qul Huwa Allah, he gets the sawab of Quran Sharif. But a person who reads the whole Quran, how much won't Allah give you? You gave iftari, one khajur to somebody to make his iftari. You got the sawab of the whole day's rozas, because you gave the iftari. But the person who kept the whole day's rozas, you can't imagine what his position is. Doesn't mean now you are the same just because you gave one khajur. Just because you read three times Qul Huwa Allah, you are the same like the person who read actual Quran from Al-Hamdu to Al-Qul A'udhu Bi. His sawab and his position, you can't imagine it. You got the sawab of one Quran. So Allah Ta'ala gives the sawab in this month. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ كُلَّنَا يَجِدُ مَا يُفَطِّرُ السَّعِينَ فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُؤْتِضَى هَذَا الثَّوَابِ مَنْ فَطَّرَ صَائِمًا عَلَى تَمْرَةٍ أو شربة ماء أو مذقة لبن وهو شهر أول رحمة وأوسط مغفرة وآخر عتق من النار. It is among the first 10 days is of rahmat. That means those who went pure and clean into the month, who prepared. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this khutbah in Shaban already. Then already from the start you get rahmat. Then the other people after that who didn't, now they got cleansed. Now maghfirat comes in the middle for 10 days. And those who didn't even, who were not so clean, now they are completely clean. And now itqu minan nar, they are set free from the fire of Jahannam. What a great man. Yeah, also those who prepare for Ramadan, the example of that is, like a person, his car is parked on an incline, steep incline. And his manual car, and he puts it, when he starts it, he puts it in the fourth gear or fifth gear. The car will hardly take off. Just jerk and it will switch off. It won't move at all. But you put it in first gear, you went up little, you had enough power. Second, third, fourth. Then afterwards, now you came on the level road. You put it in your fifth gear, sixth gear. Now you're just cruising smoothly. You are going carefree. So those who made effort and cleansed themselves from first to second, third. Those who made no effort, Ramzan came. They didn't keep rozas in Shaban. Roza is a big issue for them. But those who kept rozas all along, they are used to roza. Roza is in the bag already. No mujahada of roza. Those who are making tilawat all the time, Ramzan came, they just increased some tilawat. But they are already in the habit of tilawat. Everything they are doing, so they are already in first gear, second gear, third gear, before Ramzan. When Ramzan comes, they are already in sixth gear. And they are cruising, and they are using very little fuel. And they are speeding at a high speed. But first gear, you are using a lot of fuel, and you are going very slow. But sixth gear, you are using very little fuel, and you are speeding also. So this is when we prepare before time for this great and honorable month. So if we do that, right from the beginning, you already start coining heavy. Others only start coining in the last ashara. And sadly, it's our worry also. Not only that we came and sat for itikaf, but we're using our cell phone. Don't just use it to find how is the family, that is good. But make sure you give some advice also. And if you haven't got the advice, just quote one point what you heard in the bayan. Today we heard this, and send it around. you will be surprised how it has effect on the people. And today, with all the WhatsApp groups and that, the snowball effect. How that message goes to who and who, and how one thing just sticks in your mind, sticks in your heart, and it changes your life. Right? The other day we were just talking about the education, Shakespeare and that. One lady wrote just then, her sister who is very, very modern, far from deen, that talk was carrying on at that time. And she showed great interest. She was surprised that this my sister is showing interest, listening with interest and listening to it. Otherwise she wouldn't even have time to listen to these things. So these things have the snowball effect, and it's how many people get affected. So if we are contacting them at home, where we tell them we are well, everything is fine, tell them one message. But just tell them, make sure you're making your five times namaz. A lot of Allah's sawab on namaz. Make sure you make your khatam this year. Be kind to our neighbors. They are poor people. Give them something also. Anyway, according to the person's capacity and status, give him some advices also. وَمَنْ خَفَّفَ عَنْ مَمْلُوكِهِ فِيهِ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ وَعَاتَقَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. This is a month that your people working for you make their burdens lighter. And also in this, we should see, try and take an extra worker for the month of Ramadan. That will be also, you'll get so much sawab. Make, and also, other people are far away, make your wife's work also easy. How many of us, when we leave home, we say, tonight you must cook this and this and this. And then we phoning also. Your eyes are bigger than your stomach. One clip that came, one person lying down, whole dastarkhan full of samosas. As if he's going to, the minute he's going to start, he's going to eat all those samosas. How many samosas are you going to eat? So we should try and make things easy for the wife also. Don't put pressure on her so much, that she also has to prepare so much. Come down to as much as we can simplicity, even in the month of Ramadan. All that dangling of the carrot, the extra firni and sharbat and samosas, is for those people who haven't still got the value of Ramzan. So because of these food things, they get attracted. But a person who has made reasonable effort, and he knows what Ramzan is, he shouldn't put this burden on the wife. Come down to simple things. Your sehri, your iftari, make it sehri, khajur and water. After that, one tarkari meal. And if you want to, you don't need samosas every day. No way it comes that every day must be samosas, and every day must be pies and that. Little bit have this, and then stay light. Just eat enough, just enough. See, you look forward to Taraweeh, and then you will enjoy your Taraweeh. Some of us got a big problem because of this. Our wuzu doesn't stay. Now you got a problem with your Taraweeh. Your wuzu is not staying. With your tilawat, you got a problem. Your wuzu. If you control your food, and one point of advice I will give here, if you can manage it, don't have any cold liquid while eating. See how your wuzu will remain. You won't have a problem with wuzu. And also make sure you're not constipated. If you are constipated, then also your wuzu doesn't stay. All the time your wuzu will break. So in order not to be constipated, at least try and have some roughage in your sehri. Whether it is all bran or wheat bakes or anything that will make us have prunes to eat. And get the extra large prunes. This will also keep your stomach clean. And if your stomach is clean, then you've got no wuzu problem, inshallah. And try and avoid having these liquids while eating. Then the four things Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us. Two that we cannot do without. And two which make Allah ta'ala happy. That la ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, make Allah ta'ala happy. To increase this, you can't do anything. You're going for toilet, for example. While on your way, la ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. You are making tilawat of Quran Sharif, now Jamaat Namaz is going to start. You put your Quran Sharif away in good time. You got 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Keep on reading, la ilaha illallah, nastaghfirullah, nas'alullah al-jannah, wa na'udhu billahi minan nar. And also that I was speaking, when you go shopping, then read the fourth kalima. And 1 million sawabs. You went and spent 1,000 rand, 2,000-3,000 rand, but you in return collected 1 million sawabs. 1 million gunas are made maaf for that person. And he stages in Jannat, he's raised in Jannat. How that sawab? Just for the, so we can, it's just a little bit of paying that attention. And if you are physically, your mouth you can't move, then in your heart. Just make du'as in your heart while you are going to toilet, while you are making wudu. Try and learn the wudu du'as. While you are making wudu, read those du'as, how valuable everything will become. And in wudu, try your best not to waste water, not to talk. Many people complain no concentration in namaz because our wudu we didn't make. If your istinja is not properly, your wudu, you were talking worldly talks in your wudu. Or in your wudu, you were wasting water. Adjusting the tap, you waste so much water. All this, then you won't get concentration in namaz. Make your istinja properly, make your wudu properly, what is requirement, and then see the enjoyment, not concentration only, enjoyment in namaz. And then you will look forward to namaz. So these four things are very, very important. وَمَنْ سَقَى صَائِمًا سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَوْضِ شَرْبَةً لَا يَثْمَعُ حَتَّى يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ. And a person who gives a fasting person water to drink. Yeah, also, it is important to understand. If people want to just understand hadith directly, so a fasting person, you may break his roza. You gave him water and so much sawab for it. Then, just you need the explanation. This is at the time of iftari. A person, and especially in those places where there isn't water. Forget cold water, there isn't water. How many places? Deserts, etc. A person who gives a person water to drink anywhere, Allah will give that person to drink from my hold on the day of Qiyamah. From this, let us try and understand how valuable this month is. Every moment is valuable. All these things, we heard the hadith many times, and some of us might feel also, again the same thing. But how much are we making amal? How much is that value in our hearts? May Allah bring it into our hearts. Appreciate this great. It's a month to coin it up. It's a month to pull off big, big deals. Let us try and make it. And we will be so happy in the akhirah when we'll see what Allah has given on it. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَا لِلْحَمْدِ